So again, we have some classic Johannine fingerprints on this reading. I mean, the fact that the disciples misunderstood Jesus, just like the woman at the well misunderstood about living water and the multiplication of the loaves, and they said, well, we're hungry. Well, what the author is doing is precisely trying to highlight, to focus on the deeper meaning of these events. The signs. It's another sign. And as I said, the last couple of weeks, Jesus does a miracle, and then in self-referential way says, I am the living bread. I am the living water. I am the resurrection of the dead. Okay. But every time I hear this passage from Romans and the letters of Paul are full of this spirit talk, I have to kind of jar myself. Because I grew up in a church where there was all kinds of talk about the spiritual life, la vie spirituelle. And there's a magazine, The Spiritual Life, and there's this weird, wonderful Dutch priest in Zambia. Every time he met, he said, and Father, how is your spiritual life? Doing this in a kind of mocking way. And he was right. Because we hear this, I think, more often than not with Greek ears rather than Semitic or Hebraic ears when we talk about the spiritual life. We're talking about some kind of immaterial kind of existence superadded to real life on this place, in this time. And we have etherealized, we have a long tradition of etherealizing our connection with God. And therefore disconnecting it, I think, implicitly from our real life. The Spirit is not an immaterial substance for the Jews. The Spirit is simply God's animating power. Full stop. So Ezekiel says, I'll put my Spirit in them and then they will be my people. Paul, with his regular contrast between Spirit and the flesh, is not talking about the immaterial and the material. He's talking about what is of God and what is resistant to God, and that's the flesh. And this is really important as a context for hearing what the Johannine writer is trying to say in this, in having Jesus say, I am the resurrection and the life. It's not some kind of vague spiritual life he's talking about. He's talking about real life on this planet, here and now. And so this raises quick, what does it mean to be alive, really? Well, from the figure of Jesus, we can derive a great deal. For first of all, again, according to this Lenten scheme I've been proposing for myself, it means to have a greater self-awareness. I mean, that line from Goethe, the unexamined life is not worth living, which Gil Brody years ago told me was complimented by a Buddha saying the unlived life is not worth examining. But we need this business of being self-conscious, of being self-aware. But if we're not, we're anonymous, we are faceless, we're nameless, we're nowhere. If we have not attempted vigorously, continuously, to appropriate some greater insight into who we are. That's what being alive is. But that's not the end of it by any means. Being alive is having the same spirit that animated Jesus, which was what? A spirit of endless honesty. Why was Jesus killed? Because he told the truth all the time. That's all. Full stop. It's as simple as that. The truth that people did not want to hear, that they saw as somehow accusatory of the mediocrity of our own lives. To be able to do that all the time is very difficult. I find it very difficult. To be courageous. Because to tell the truth requires enormous courage. And Jesus, I think, manifested that all the time, at least the figure that we get out of the New Testament. Jesus' life was not ruled by fear as mine is. fear of the boss, fear of what the neighbors will think, fear of recognizing who I really am. Fear faces every possible direction in our lives, I think. So thoroughly that we're not even aware of it, at least I'm not most of the time. And then generosity. To be radically open to other people. That's what it is to be alive. And anything other than that is death. We're all kind of walking around zombie-like in a certain sense, half alive and half dead. But it's not, again, the point is, it's not something added on to my daily terrestrial existence. It is a new kind of daily terrestrial existence that we're talking about when we talk about the spiritual life, the life lived in the spirit. Because it's very easy, you know, to create this kind of alternate universe. We have spiritual exercises and read spiritual books and have a spiritual life. And you can be, I know all kinds of people who do that ardently and that are real bozos as far as their humanity is concerned. Well, we need to be constantly shaken out of that. That's what Jesus was talking about when he says, I am the resurrection. I bring life out of death, out of the half-life. Characterizes so much of our existence.